Hey everyone, Alan here, creator and host of Script to Screen. I've always been a fan of podcasts, and when I was still in college, I always wanted to host one, but it wasn't that simple back then. Nowadays, the options are endless, but there's only one that can help you and your podcast reach listeners and grow with your vision. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's exactly what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. Anchor has been Script to Screen's home since I first started the podcast, and I couldn't be happier. Not only is it simple for uploading episodes, but fans can also reach out to us by sending voice messages and be featured on the show. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. Again, that's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. Send me a link when you're done. I can't wait to hear your podcast. This episode of Script to Screen is powered by Speedy Comics.
You can follow them on Instagram on Speedy Comics ME and on their website, speedycomicsme.com.
Hi guys, I'm Rudy Jung.
Hello, my name is Joseph David Jones.
Hey, this is Kevin Sussman.
Hey, this is Mina Masood.
I'm John Reese Davis, and you're listening to Script to Screen.
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 Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Script to Screen. You're listening to us on our podcast on Anchor. It's great to be back. I know guys, it's been ages since we've given you guys a brand new episode, even though we promised that we would not be gone for too long. But hey, the world is a crazy place. It's a crazy place. It's even worse than the darkest days of Gotham City at this point. Speaking of Gotham, we've got a lot of news regarding the DC Universe and some other news in the land of Disney. Actually, in the land of the Har Har Pirates. But I can't talk about those things alone, so as usual, join me in welcoming the Solo to my Chewbacca, the one and only Han Solo.
Howdy, howdy, partner. Let's talk about them pirates. No, that doesn't.
Yeah,
sound
that
too
no,
right.
That was that's more like the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly actually. No, but today is going to be like a fun episode. I might be confusing with a lot of universes. So
yes,
trying
indeed.
To come as one. I don't know. It's going to be crazy, but it's interesting. A lot of interesting things have been happening. We've missed you all, and. I guess here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Well, I mean, we're not going to waste too much time. As it stands, 2020 seems to be canceled in the realm of movies and movie theaters and TV shows. Considering the more we look at the news, the more we see that things are being postponed, delayed, halted, seasons canceled, you know, like it's been kind of crazy with COVID-19. Yeah. But
With even some shows finishing prematurely.
Yes.
Like you talked about Empire like a while back. And
yes, that was a disaster.
That finished like, oh, sure, finished.
I mean, thankfully, it's just TV shows finishing prematurely and not other stuff. Anyway.
That's what she said.
Anyway, you've been enjoying hopping
office.
On the Office train.
I am on the Office train. I'm at the end of season 7.
And what it's a heartbreaking season.
It's been good. It's been really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael Scott.
Michael Scott. Dunder Mifflin, thank you for calling. all right, so let's jump right in here and start talking about the one news that seemed to be on everybody's mind and what seems to be taking over kind of social media right now with what Warner Brothers and DC Comics are doing when it comes to their properties.
Yep, they're doing things differently.
Yeah,
and I salute that. Like, good job, guys, because...
I mean, might as well embrace difference right now.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Well, with everything happening at the MCU, with their whole like 28,000 movies they made.
Right.
I think DC are trying to be a bit smart and they're doing things differently. And they're giving us choice within choice.
Yes, choice within choice. Almost like a character to fit anybody's opinion.
Yeah.
Basically.
If you don't like one, you have three or four others. You have
three or four others. So what are we really talking about here? We're talking about the DC multiverse. And that essentially started, the rumors and the discussion around the subject started a couple of days ago when I sent you a massively crazy message about a certain favorite Batman of yours?
Mr. Michael Douglas. But you know, by the way, his name was actual Michael Douglas.
Oh, but it's so that they don't confuse him. Yeah.
I'm talking about Michael Keaton, actually.
Yes, Michael Keaton.
And I think I said this in a very early episode of Script to Screen. I would love to see an older Michael Keaton don the Batcape.
Yeah, and it seems like it might be happening.
Yes, and I am so fucking excited.
Indeed. So if any of you out there don't know what the multiverse is, the multiverse in DCEU, it actually consists of multiple universes that exist in the same physical space, but that are kept separate by differing vibrational speeds. And the person that really knocks the whole multiverse thing into play is none other than The Flash.
The t-shirt I'm wearing is a Flash t-shirt right now.
Right, too bad this is a podcast and nobody can see it.
Yeah. Well, it's red and there's like the thunders. Well, anyway.
The lightning sign.
The lightning, yeah.
Yeah.
Thunder is Thor.
So, essentially, Michael Keaton's supposed to appear, his first appearance as Batman again, or Bruce Wayne, is supposed to be in the new Flash film.
Yeah, which is basically inspired by Flashpoint, where the Flash goes back in time to save his mother, because what happens to Barry Allen's mom is she gets killed
When he's a kid.
And his father goes to prison because of that, because they blame him.
Right, which is the entirety of season one of The Flash on the CW was based on that kind of that narrative.
Exactly. And so now what they're doing is they're introducing Michael Keaton as some sort of potential mentor to The Flash.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah.
We'll see an older...
But he'll be Michael an older yeah. Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne, older Batman.
Right.
And what's interesting is within this universe, they've decided to remove two movies which were made. So Keaton made two movies as Batman.
Batman Returns. Which is one of my favorite Batmans, by the way, because, I mean, Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman.
Meow.
Hot damn.
Damn. And after that, there were the Joel Schumacher fiascos.
Yes.
Which were Batman Forever, if I'm not mistaken, and Batman and Robin.
Essentially, Batman lasted too long and...
the nipple man.
Batman nipples,
Bat
yeah.
Nipple Clooney. So these two movies are actually going to be canceled from the whole, you know, like, universe.
Yeah, they're no longer canon what's happening. The DC has decided and Warner Brothers have decided that both of those films are no longer canon. So no Poison Ivy, no Mr. Freeze, no Riddler, no Two-Face, no nothing.
No. And what's also interesting is that in the talks with Michael Keaton, they were saying, and I'm not sure how sure this is, but since they're also talking about a Batgirl movie, that he has signed, or he will sign for more than one movie.
Right.
And might appear alongside Batgirl, and will be her actual mentor. Like,
okay,
more
cool.
Towards Batgirl.
Because I did read that he will be appearing in multiple DCEU film. Like, he will have multiple cameos as this version of Batman. You know, his version of Bruce Wayne, essentially. So now the Tim Burton universe is remaining canon.
Yeah.
The Christian Bale universe is remaining canon.
Mm-hmm.
The Batfleck is remaining canon. Speaking of Batfleck, actually, AT&T, Warner Brothers, and the DCEU are working on a series with Batfleck. So that's the rumor right now. That's kind of like what's on the rumor mill, is that there is this discussion that, Ben Affleck will don the cape again as Batman alongside potentially Jeremy Irons, but it will be essentially a series. It will not be a movie. It will be kind of like a limited series kind of a thing for, I believe, HBO Max, if I am not mistaken.
Here's my take on Affleck, because the guy gets too much hate.
I think it's not fair.
Him and actually Jared Leto as Joker in Suicide Squad, and these are two people who were not totally seen a lot in their movies, did not have their own solo movies or their times to shine. Affleck had a bit more time, definitely, than Leto. But I'm curious. I'm interested in seeing what he has to do with the character. I was interested with what he did as Batman and as Bruce Wayne. It was just too short-lived. He didn't have the right spotlight.
Let's not forget that Batman v Superman did get a lot of hate when it came out. When I first watched it, I was part of that wagon, but I've recently switched off of that wagon. And I am very much interested in Zack Snyder's version of that universe, like his vision for that universe. I'm a huge Man of Steel fan. I'm a huge Batman v Superman fan now. So I am very excited to see what he does with the Justice League. I am excited to see his cut. That is a massive win, essentially. I don't know if we really talked about that on the show.
I don't think so.
But it is a massive win for this filmmaker. Like, it's really nice to see the fan base standing next to him this way, this strongly. You know, release the Snyder Cut was an entire social media movement. Mm-hmm. And that, in and of itself, deserves an episode for us to talk about
There was something wrong with the sound.
Right. And I never released that episode because the sound was poopy. Or did I release it? I don't even remember. It's been so weird with the timing.
With COVID-19.
But you know, it is a massive win for a filmmaker to have his fan base stand next to him and allow him to finish his vision. So we're getting that, and on top of all of that, we're getting another trilogy of Batman films directed by Matt Reeves, envisioned by Matt Reeves, with a brand new Batman, yep. Robert Pattinson.
Exactly. And to complement that, we are getting a new Suicide Squad.
Right.
So there are a lot of like things in the work in the DCU, in the DC Universe. So much is happening, so much is going on. Will it be easy to keep up? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
But it can't be more complicated than what Marvel has done.
True.
And please keep in mind, I'm a massive Marvel fan. I mean, I've loved all their movies, but it's been a bit tiring at times. Maybe this will be easier. I don't know. Only time will tell. But I am interested to see the different versions of Batman. I am very on board for Robert Pattinson.
Me too.
We had talked about the whole, like, he doesn't want to bulk up for the role. And we discussed that.
Which clearly he was trolling because his workout regimen has started and there's actually proof of that now. So he was just trolling the fans and the fans fell for it. And, you know, all these pissy people got pissy.
Yeah, people get very pissy nowadays.
Very easily, very quickly. But here's the thing. So I totally agree with what WB and DC and AT&T are doing. I think the idea of the multiverse gives these studios so much freedom, mm-hmm. so much ability to kind of just like do whatever they want. The ability to have 10,000 different Batmans or 10,000 different Flashes or hopefully not that many. But like the idea that you can just play around. You can have a Joker that's Joaquin Phoenix, but then have a Joker that's Jared Leto and then have a Joker that's Heath Ledger. And all those Jokers are in play because of the idea of the multiverse. I think it's a very smart thing. I think it also gives them a lot of creative liberty.
Yeah. I'm just a bit curious to see if on the MCU kind of point of view, if they're going to branch out when it comes to Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Right.
Who's copying who? What are they doing? Will they do the same? It's going to be an interesting year, I guess, next year. Because, well, as we said, 2020 has been postponed.
Has been canceled. If cancel culture should have done one thing, it should have canceled 2020. That's literally where we're at this point.
And the last movie I actually watched in the theaters, because I miss the theaters, was Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey, which also falls within the multiverse.
Yeah.
So very interesting times. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. I'm personally, like, I'm super excited for, again, Suicide Squad, because I love what James Gunn does with an ensemble cast.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy is fantastic.
As long as it's not a copy-paste of Guardians of the Galaxy.
I mean, I doubt it will, because it's not set in space.
Well, yeah,
but you know, you don't have the characters that are in Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, these are much darker characters, I think, that he's playing with.
It's R-rated, so. I think, or much more violent, definitely.
This is like James Gunn unleashed, you know what I mean?
This is old school James Gunn, you know, Slither and all that, those like gory kind of movies.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see that. And of course, the love of my life, Margot Robbie.
Right. Will she be back for this Suicide Squad?
She's supposed to be in it, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure. So.
Yeah, I'll double check.
Sure. While you're double checking, we're gonna go on a quick short break, and we'll be back with our second topic for today's episode, which basically deals with Hod's love of his life, Margot Robbie. I hope your girlfriend isn't listening to this.
Ooh.
Hey, Hod, did you hear the latest news?
No, man. What news?
Well, you see, recently, Script to Screen has become part of the Speedy Comics family.
Oh my God.
Right? Right?
That's just fantastic.
It is fantastic. Guys, if you don't know what Speedy Comics is, it's actually this really great store at City Walk Dubai.
And you can also find some awesome Funkos and comic books signed by all sorts of amazing people. And why not stop by and have a cup of coffee? That'll be fun.
Indeed. There's also something called The Vault, which, well, it's in the vault, so we can't really talk about it.
No, but it's super duper cool.
It is super duper cool. So yes, Script to Screen is now powered by Speedy Comics.
And don't forget, you can follow Speedy Comics on Instagram on Speedy Comics ME, or you can check out their website on speedycomicsme.com.
And welcome back to this episode of Script to Screen. Yes, you heard it right in the commercial break. We are now powered by Speedy Comics.
Speedy Comics! How happy!
All right, now that we're back, we're going to be talking about a brand new topic, which is the franchise that essentially Disney had for a long time, a very successful franchise, I would say. Even though they've had their little dips here and there, I think it's been a very successful franchise, which is why it's being brought back. But not necessarily brought back. It is kind of a reboot this time around. As usual, fan base, as usual screeners, Hod and I will offer you the much beloved, debate version of this show when he and I don't always share the same opinion. And in this case, we do not.
Bum, bum, bum.
So, the latest news is that Disney is greenlighting a brand new Pirates of the Caribbean reboot. This time around, it's going to be starring Margot Robbie as the lead, which we know nothing about what her character is going to be. Most likely is going to be a pirate, I think, maybe. Birds of Prey, The Emancipation of Harley Quinn, writer is going to be the one that's launching this new film.
Yep. And as before the break, we were saying Margot Robbie will be in the new Suicide Squad. She will be.
Yes, that has been confirmed.
That has been confirmed. Yeah, so she's going to be the star of a new version of Pirates of the Caribbean. Personally, unlike my good friend Alan here,
yep,
I'm on board the Margot Robbie ship. And it's not because I find this woman gorgeous and stunning, but because I think she has the acting chops and the talent to kind of create a larger and more vast world of pirates. I think anyone can be a pirate. As much as I love Jack Sparrow, I think, pun intended, that ship has sailed for Johnny Depp. I think, you know, we need to give someone a chance. And before her, there was, what's her name, Karen Gillian?
Karen Gillian was rumored.
Was in talks.
Yeah,
talks. And for me, that was not a good choice. But for me, with what Margot does as Harley Quinn and different characters, she's a very good actress. No disrespect to Karen, but I think she has what it takes to make a fun role, an exciting role, a pirate. Like the universes of DC and the MCU, why not, you know, like expand a bit on the pirates universe. I don't think it should be a reboot. That's perhaps my only issue. It should be taking place within the world of Pirates of the Caribbean. But I think she'll be fun and she'll be a good addition to the story. And they can do whatever they want. There's oceans and pirates and Blackbeard. There's a lot that can be done.
Well, Blackbeard was already part of the
movies. The first one. But yeah, like...
Not the first one.
The second one. The third
nope.
one. The
fourth.
Seventh one. I don't
fourth
know.
Fourth one. Blackbeard was part of the fourth one, I believe.
McShane, right?
Yeah, okay. Fourth one. On Stranger Tides is the name of the film.
Yeah.
All right.
Darth Vader?
Okay, so here's my perspective on this. If Disney is planning to, in fact, reboot the series, which this is what it seems like they are doing, it is essentially not necessarily erasing, but it is sort of erasing the films with Johnny Depp. Like, now we're starting brand new kind of thing. So it's not that these films exist within the canon of the new films. It's that they don't. And let's be honest, regardless of whatever was happening with Johnny Depp, which has clearly, I believe it's been cleared up, and it wasn't necessarily that he was guilty. The fact that Disney doesn't want to bring Johnny Depp back, or isn't at least trying to bring Johnny Depp back in any capacity, I think is kind of ridiculous, considering if it wasn't for Jack Sparrow, the entirety of this franchise would not have been that successful. People were coming back to see Jack. They were not coming back for Orlando Bloom, all my respect. They were not coming back for Keira Knightley, also all my respect. They were coming back to see Jack and to see the shenanigans and, you know, all of his quirkiness and funkiness and whatever. Now, here is my take on it. If you are going to make Margot Robbie the new protagonist of these new films, which I am also on board with the choice of Margot Robbie because I do believe that she will make things very interesting. I do believe that she has the acting chops to create a new funky, quirky, psychotic, maybe slightly insane, even darker pirate. I'm on board for that. But the denial or for her to exist in this world where Jack Sparrow or the legend of Jack Sparrow or whatever doesn't exist is problematic for me as a storyteller. Because again, that's almost like saying, let's make new Star Wars movies and let's completely forget the legacy of the Skywalkers, or let's not mention the Skywalkers or the Empire or the Rebellion or whatever, which you cannot do that. They are part of the history of the story. Disney needs to learn to respect what came before. And up till now, even when you look at the Star Wars films, they're not always on board with that. They're always trying to be new and trendy and get on board the PC train, and that's not always good decision making, in my opinion.
Doesn't that mean that we kind of agree? Because I told you that, like, the only thing that bothers me if it's a complete reboot.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on board with it. Like, I do want Johnny Depp to exist within that world. I don't mind if he doesn't appear.
Yeah, I don't mind if he doesn't appear either, but, like, you cannot deny his existence. Like, there needs to be a mention of Jack.
Then we're on the same page.
Yeah, okay. So, sorry, guys. We totally did not have the debate that we were expecting we were going to have.
No, not really. But, you know, like, I can actually see, like, Margot in a pirate kind of outfit.
Yeah, I just, I mean, again, with
fighting, swords.
Sure. With Disney, though, being all PC, like, isn't she too white?
No. I mean, there was a movie which I slightly remember as a kid, and it bombed, and it wasn't a very popular movie, but
Cutthroat Island. Yeah.
Starring Gina Davis.
That's a really good freaking pirate movie.
So why not?
Sure. No. I'm just saying, I was just like throwing it out there. Like, she looks a little too blonde and too white, in my opinion. Like, are they going to darken her hair? Are they going to give her a little tan?
I doubt they'll give her a tan.
Can she keep her Australian accent, though? Because I think that would be so unique
be
and
cool.
So cool.
Like,
if she
Australian
could be
pirate.
An Australian kind of accented pirate, or, like, you know, not American or British.
Why not?
But maybe like an islander.
You know, she could be, because the British, Australia, pirates.
Yeah.
She could keep the accent. I mean, I don't see why not. And again, the ocean is a very, very big place, and there are a lot of stories to be told. There are many pirates.
I'm on board as long as the franchise lives in an organic and genuine way. I think if Disney botches this up, it's going to be their loss, because they're not going to be able to reboot the series again if this bombs.
Yeah.
And from what we saw on the comments online,
a lot of people are very pro Johnny Depp,
angry
against this. Yeah. But then again, everyone is always angry. Whatever you read, you have people
that are
pissed off at this and that. So, people, let's wait and see what they're gonna do. Let's have more information, and then
typical Hod when it comes to this.
Yeah, and then
let's
talk about it.
Let's wait and see. And
let's not be toxic, people. Let's not be dicks and assholes.
Whoa,
hoo-ha!
Strong words. One final little trivia tidbit thing. We're not going to delve deeper into this. I think we could kind of leave it for a next episode, but I don't know if you heard, but a series that you and I really, really like has shifted platforms. Did you know about this?
No
idea.
I'm not sure. Maybe. I've been reading things, but...
Cobra Kai is now officially a Netflix production.
Yes. I did read that.
Yes. So we'll do a Cobra Kai special, I think, coming up. I think it'll be nice to kind of go back and look at seasons 1 and 2 and kind of, vamp and theorize as what we want to see in season 3.
And even talk about the trilogy of movies before, because I watched them during quarantine.
Did you?
I watched, and then it's just so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a repetitive narrative.
Sure.
To be fair. But
what is it nowadays?
But it's cool. I mean,
yeah. All right, guys. So real quick, as usual, we will have to talk about our recommendations.
Yep.
So what are you recommending this time around, Hod? Do you have it ready? Do you not? I mean, I can go.
Go.
All right. So I've recently started watching animes, which is something that I've never been really into. But recently I just started watching animes, and I will be recommending an anime for all you anime watchers out there. It's called The Promised Neverland, and it is genius. I mean, emotionally beautiful, 3 H's all on board, including the 4th secret H: the hardship, the humor, the heart, the hope. Very, very twisted narrative, beautiful suspense work and tension work. I mean, Hitchcock would be proud. Let me just say it that way. Visually, the animation is beautiful. The music is fantastic. It's a great story filled with twisted darkness, but also a lot of hope. So if you're, still stuck in quarantine by the time you're listening to this episode, definitely binge watch The Promised Neverland.
All right. And because 2020 has been such a roller coaster and it can't get... Well, it can.
Let's not jinx it.
Yeah. I'm going to... Well, talk about Independence Day.
Yes!
Who knows if the aliens are going to come and fuck us all up. So, yeah, but I'm just the first one, by the way, not the sequel. For me personally, the sequel is canon. It's not canon.
Okay. I mean, I didn't mind it that much.
I loved the first one so much. I was so disappointed in the second one.
Really? Okay.
I mean, it's got good action. It's got good effects that still live up to today.
It's got Will Smith.
Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum. Such a fun movie. It's Ronald Emmerich.
I think I'm saying Roland Emmerich.
Roland Emmerich at his best.
Right. I mean, he blows up the White House.
He blows up every freaking statue and White House and things in the world. But it is a good movie. It has a lot of heart. It's about, the bigger picture of people coming together, setting aside their differences to fight
Kumbaya, a bigger... my lord, Kumbaya.
Yeah, so to fight the bigger evil. So... check out Independence Day. It'll be fun.
Yeah. All right, guys. We've now reached the end of our episode. I like these, short and sweet episodes that we're doing at Script to Screen nowadays with the podcast. So if you want to follow us on social media, you can do so at Script to Screen Official.
Oh, yeah.
It's official now, baby. You can follow us at Script to Screen Official, or...
you can follow me personally on had.solo.
And if you're not bored enough with those two accounts, you can always follow another boring account, which is my personal account, at alan.mahana.
It's not boring. It's fun, guys. Got some good poetry and some tarot things.
Aw, thanks. You could also follow our sponsor and our great partners, Speedy Comics.
Emmy?
Yeah, at Speedy Comics Emmy on Instagram. Thank you guys for joining us. Make sure you subscribe, comment, DM us, send us stuff. We would love to interact with you guys. You can always send us voice notes on
Anchor, on DMs, on Instagram. You can listen to us on Spotify, on Apple, wherever.
And Kami, Google Podcasts, all podcast platforms.
We're there. We're everywhere, guys.
We're everywhere. Thank you for joining us again, screeners. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week.